Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on Demand. Whatever you missed, you can listen to the podcast on the iHeart app as well. Hey, that United flight, where did it take off from? San Francisco.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Now, this plane is over 20 years old. So there's got to be something up with United's maintenance system. Not just Boeing.
That's right.
Boeing pumped that one out, I think, 2001. And I don't know, it must be the third or fourth plane that had San Francisco as its destination or its emergency stop or its was liftoff point. United serves a lot of markets. I don't know. There's something up there, but I don't know what. Let's move on. We got the Moist Line coming up twice. And the first round in about 15 minutes. We are going to talk to Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco now. He is the chairman of the Law Enforcement Coalition for the initiative to greatly revise Prop 47. And they have gathered hundreds of thousands of signatures for that. They get it on the ballot in November. Then we could do a big rewrite of Prop 47, which has caused so much damage to the state. And we're going to have another show, outdoor show, where you can come and sign the petitions. We're going to do this one in Whittier on April 11th. It'll be our show from 1 to 4 in Whittier on April 11th. The exact location we will announce shortly. All right, let's get Chad Bianco, Riverside County Sheriff, on. You don't have him. You can tell me as I'm ramping up during the introduction. That would help considerably. What Prop 47 is going to do is it's going to make stealing a crime again. By the third time you're caught stealing something, you may actually go to jail. And Now let's get Chad Bianco on, and he'll go into detail on all this. Chad, how are you?
Good, John. How are you?
I'm fine. First of all, this initiative, do you have any idea on how well it's doing in gathering signatures? Because I know the deadline to turn them in is coming up in, what, about a month?
It is. It's toward the end of this month. I think it's around, it's in the 20th, 23rd, something like that is
of
the
April.
Final deadline.
Yeah, of April, yeah.
Yes. Yes. And so we feel like we have enough. However, you know what happens when you're trying to do something that the state doesn't want. And we know that a lot of the signatures will be disqualified. So we're doing everything we can to go way over. So no matter how many they disqualify, we still have enough to get this on the ballot.
Yeah, the whole Sacramento power structure hates this initiative. All the people who voted for these loose policies on criminals want to keep those loose policies for whatever bizarre reason. And they don't like the idea that we're going to throw bad guys back in jail.
That is 100% correct. 100% correct.
Go for the audience who may not remember. There's like three main provisions in this initiative. Talk about general overview of the three provisions that really matter here.
Yeah, so the biggest thing that we're dealing with, and this is one of the things that with the legislature where they absolutely refuse to completely repeal Prop 47 because then they're going to have to admit that they're a complete failure. So all we are doing is we are tackling the three main problems that we see cause most of our issues, and that's homelessness, drug addiction, and theft. Pretty much reducing right. The theft threshold down to a felony. So we're targeting theft, drug addiction, and homeless.
Right. And so with theft, I think the third time you get caught, you can really this time go to – it'll be treated as a felony and you go to prison, correct?
Back up to a felony rather than the constant misdemeanor. And we're also lowering the threshold for the $950 limit.
Okay. Third time is a felony.
It'll go back to 400.
It's going to be 400,000. That's going to be the new limit. Then secondly, it's going to return to the old standard that if you get caught – with drug possession, you're going to get a choice. You either go get drug treatment or you'll go to jail. And that is what the prosecutors and the judges used to have as leverage. And it brings back that particular procedure, correct?
100%. And this is the big thing that we know definitely worked before they did, before Prop 47. If you are arrested for drug possession and it's a felony, never did you go to prison. That is a myth. And a scare tactic that the far left used to say that just these poor drug users were going to prison. Never did that happen. We gave them the option of, do you want to go to rehab or do you want to go to jail? And if they picked jail, then that was on them. But more than likely, they picked rehab. And if you have that teeth to say, okay, you're going to do one or the other, then they go into the rehab. What if that's the bottom of their barrel and they hit their rock bottom and now they turn their life around, and that's what gets them on the straight and narrow. That's what we're hoping for. Even if they're straight for, or if they're clean for 6 months or a year, at least they're clean for that long. And if they fall off the wagon, we can get them back into a treatment again.
Right.
Rather than nothing.
And then maybe they can go to work instead of spending their days stealing stuff to supply money for their drug habit.
That 100%. So where we are right now, we know that Prop 47 is the main cause of everything that we have today. So that's what we are trying to do right now is with this proposition is we are going to eliminate the big three that we feel are basically all intertwined into causing the major theft problem we have, the homeless and the drug usage.
Let's talk about the third component, and that's fentanyl. Talk about how this changes fentanyl law.
It will make fentanyl, possession of fentanyl, a felony. Right now, they'll classify it. It's not classified as like a Schedule I drug, which is, you know, typically what used to be cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, those types of things. Prop 47 reduced all of those into that misdemeanor category, but fentanyl was never classified with them. So we want it classified with those other drugs. So possession of fentanyl will be the same as methamphetamine or cocaine or something like that. Because if we don't do that with this bill or with this proposition, even if they change something for the big three, the drugs that we had before, fentanyl was never classified with them.
Right. And does this, is this the bill that has the provision too about fentanyl traffickers?
Yes.
Right. And if they sell it to somebody and I think the second time they're caught selling, if a person dies, then they could be charged with murder. Is that part of this as well?
It will be, but technically it isn't. So
technically
this bill will remove all of the restrictions that Prop 47 placed on us. And then there are other good bills that they're trying to get through the legislature that are exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
But the thing that they don't want you to know is if they pass those other separate bills, they cannot make changes to Prop 47 without us passing this. So
right.
they're using it for their election. They're saying, look, now we're going to be tough on crime and we're going to pass this through.
Right,
we're going to do
right.
all of these great things. But if they, and they're not supporting this initiative, and they're doing that on purpose because they know that they can say whatever they're, look how great I am. But what I did didn't matter because we couldn't
right.
change it because of Prop 47.
Because their belief system is that criminals are not to be blamed, punished, held responsible in any way for all their crimes and all the pain and suffering they cause.
There, if you spend any time in Sacramento, you learn that the controlling members of our legislature believe that criminals are victims of society and victims of the police. They have no consequence for their actions. They have no personal responsibility for their actions. Everything is someone else's fault. And Sacramento, the controlling people in Sacramento, are making it their mission to treat them as victims and make sure that nothing ever happens to them for their illegal behavior.
People who believe that philosophy have been around all our lives. How come there became a critical mass of legislators? I mean, legislators usually had a lot of pride in keeping their communities, their districts safe and taking care of the bad guys. That was a surefire way to run for office and win. And how did we end up in this inverted universe where most of the legislators embrace the criminals?
Yeah, I think it was a big the ties just all came together and it was a perfect storm. Starting with AB 109, when we moved all of the prison inmates to the jail, and then continuing with Prop 47, Prop 57, that the momentum in Sacramento completely shift to light on crime, soft on crime policies. And even if there was a Democrat in Los Angeles that was more pro public safety, he would never be able to get his pro bills or his good bills passed if he did not go along with the majority that wanted that was really moving off an agenda. It was no longer about what's best for California. It's what's best for their agenda.
You know, it's interesting what you just said. We were just discussing before 3 o'clock the New York City case where the cop was killed by a guy who'd been arrested 21 times and his partner was arrested 14 times. So he had 35 arrests in the past for felonies. They served time and they were both running free and they killed a cop. Mm-hmm. And I wondered, you know, is this a turning point in people's thinking when a cop dies so brutally? But what you said is they don't think it's the criminal's fault. They think
right.
the criminal has been victimized by society, so they're absolved of the crime. So it doesn't
100%.
Matter. It doesn't matter how heinous and heartbreaking a crime is. It could involve a small child. It could involve a police officer, an innocent family. It doesn't matter because the criminal is never responsible. They're never wrong, okay. no matter what they do.
Yes, you're exactly right. That's what the feeling is. And it's getting worse. And really the head, the big push from this is our governor. Governor Newsom believes that 100%. And right now, and this is an unsubstantiated rumor, but it's now a new rumor going around Sacramento, that the governor is going to release 20,000 more life imprisoned inmates back into the street. And supposedly it's this big old secret that he doesn't want anybody to know. And it furthers their agenda of, they're victims of society. They are only there because of race or because bias or police misconduct or they were abused when they were a child. It wasn't their fault. And so now there's this entire movement of you are no longer responsible for your actions and we're just going to let you go.
And they don't care how many victims that's going to create. True victims, people who actually get murdered, assaulted, raped, attacked in some way, all the possessions that'll be stolen, all the damage that they do. It doesn't matter how much damage and how much heartache they bring.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the sad part about this is they want to claim that they're helping the marginalized people, and they everything is about race. It's never about criminal behavior. It's about the color of their skin. But the reality is all of their victims, the unbelievable vast majority of victims in California are of color.
Yeah, I know.
And they have completely ignored and completely pushed them aside, all of the victims, and concentrated on these career criminals that really do belong locked up. And that's where they should be.
All right. So if people want to sign the initiative, you still have signature gatherers in public places, I imagine, like grocery stores and shopping centers.
We do. We do have them going out, and there's going to be a big push for this next month. What I would like everyone to do is if you could go to Californians for Safer Communities, the website, and you can sign up, you can sign to support it, and you can, we will even send you a petition if you to your residence, and you can fill it out with your family members or whatever it is, and then you can turn that back in. But we can get you that information, and we can keep you updated via email of the progress that we're doing and then the big push that we'll have for November.
All right, Chad Bianco, Riverside County Sheriff. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for letting everybody know about this, John.
All right, Chad Bianco.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're ready. Let's do round one of the Moist Line.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist Line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I'm one of those 20% of the population that doesn't bother voting or whatever you're always whining about it, because I know that my votes are going to get thrown out because I don't vote for any of the Democrats or their nonsense propositions that they want us to ruin our lives with.
You keep ranting on this Trump thing. Of course, it's kind of like a shell kind of a thing, but it went through FCC approval over a year, so it got approved, and now they're merging. So it is what it is. So, of course, he's not going to be able to take anything out against the bond that he has.
370,311 idiots voted for Gascon. What a joke.
I thought I was the only one that lived off hamburgers. Now I find out that you don't like coffee. And I never had one cup of coffee, so no wonder I liked you.
Now I know what D.C. stands for, District of Corruption.
What I've observed in this past week is that Mookie bets, but apparently Shohei Ohtani does not.
I think the idea with less lanes is the traffic will be so bad that even if someone did fly through the stop sign, they couldn't fly through it. It'd be going 3 miles an hour.
As a shareholder of the banks that gave Donald Trump loans, I was defrauded the true dividend from the money that the banks should have earned if they were given the interest rate at the true risk component. There is a victim.
Kieran Bass is a piece of cow.
John, you said right after you drank that kombucha that you felt tense, irritated, but that's how liberals are. That's maybe why. They're always tense and irritated and always jumping down your throat with stupid non-facts. The kombucha, man, I'm telling you, bro.
Do you know what's worse than Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, and George Gascon? The a**s who vote for them.
Don't forget, John, the belief is if you keep telling the same lie over and over again, people eventually believe it. And let's face it, that is correct. People are stupid.
When you make a raid like that, you plan for the worst. That's what they did. They planned for the worst and hoped for the best.
Hey, John, which Vegas casino has the hooker buffet you mentioned again?
I'm asking for a friend.
Look at these elections even here in California. The recall on Gascon, and Gascon came in with the most votes for the runoff. And then Proposition 1, even though it did lose, but nonetheless, I do not trust the system with mail-in voting. We've got to go back to the one-day thing. It's not fair. It's just not right. And there's just too much room for shenanigans.
It's always so nice to see people who do their jobs the way they're supposed to do their jobs. And kudos to the Baltimore Police Department that really stepped to it and really got on it. Stopped the traffic going north and south on that highway across that bridge, saving all kinds of lives. These guys were so cool and calm and collective.
Here's my theory on the Ohtani situation. I will say it's interesting what actually changed when the story changed was I speculate that they were good with him just saying he lent him the money until he found out that Major League Baseball actually has a rule that prohibits Ohtani from paying the bookie at all. I think what happens, the lawyers got involved, told him, no, that's illegal too, you can't do that, and that's why the story changed.
It is possible that the interpreter was placing the bets with the bookie and saying they were for Ohtani. And Ohtani maybe is that dumb or that naive or that trusting, or his business manager is that inept that it got by them. Quit being on the witch hunt.
Well, I think we need to clean up Gavin Newsom right out of office. How about that? And rather not deal with him and just go ahead and get him ousted somehow. And the same with Biden, too. He got to be ousted. So,
ousted.
Got a couple ousters going on, John.
And now, let's go to Deborah Martin live in the KFI 24-hour kombucha room.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
The voice line is 877-MOIST-86. You want to start yelling for next week, 877-MOIST-86. You jacked up on kombucha today?
No, I didn't have any today. But you know what? It's tea, right? And so tea has caffeine. So it has nothing to do with being too liberal and getting jittery. It's because there's some caffeine in the kombucha.
It's gross.
It
is not. I had a peach flavored and a watermelon flavored one, a different brand than what we have here at KFI. Oh, delicious. It was sparkling, like a sparkling soda. It was so good. I'm sure there was a lot of sugar in
there. You know, I saw an article. I should go find it for next week. There's an industry now. You go to a grocery store, there's hundreds of these weird drinks.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what the ingredients are. And I saw the photo of hundreds of bottles in a refrigerator case. And I thought, this is Deborah's stuff here.
Yeah.
This is the kind
of... But you know the ingredients because you just turn over the bottle and then the ingredients are on the back.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Juan Gabriel.
Juan Gis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royals.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Conway's coming up soon. Moistline will be here in about 10, 12 minutes. Remember a few days ago, and you've probably seen this, it was all over the news, all over the internet, the illegal alien named Leonel Moreno from Venezuela, and he went on TikTok urging his followers, and he had a lot of them, to come to this country and squat in any home that they could break into that's left unattended, that you'll be able to get away with it and live in a nice home. We'll play a clip from his TikTok rant, but this was in Spanish, so you understand what this guy was doing.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States, ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada.
He's telling people that he made a business out of invading abandoned homes and taking them over with squatters' rights laws. Then he sells them for a profit. He's also claiming some of his African friends have told him that they've already taken 7 homes in the U.S. I have thought about invading a house in the United States. I found out there's a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. And he mocked people who work for a living. He said, you're hurt because I make more than you without much work while you work like slaves? That's the difference between you and me. I'm always going to make lots of money without much work, and you're always going to be exploited and miserable and insignificant. Well, this character, Leonel Moreno, has been arrested. He's been arrested by ICE. I guess he got under everybody's skin for a little too long. Arrested by the Detroit field office. He is now in federal custody, and he was caught by the agency. The agency has a fugitive ops team in Columbus, Ohio. He entered the U.S. illegally in April of 2022 and was put into the Alternatives to Detention program by the Border Patrol. Alternatives to detention. And so what happened? If what he says is true, he started squatting in people's homes, taking them over and selling them. Squatters can't have that much protection. Anyway, he was put into this detention program and then absconded from it. And he said he was getting $350 a week just in government handouts, $1,000 a day as a TikTok influencer.
I guess going viral blew his cover.
Is $1,000? Is that possible? I don't know the economics of TikTok.
Yes. Oh, yeah. People make tens of thousands of dollars a day sometimes, depending on the brand deals they have.
Oh, but he's an illegal alien telling people to go squat. And what's the sponsor for that?
That's a good question. I mean, TikTok probably has an influencer program where, based off of the impressions he gets, like comments and likes and things like that, he gets a cut of that.
All right. Does TikTok run ads in the feed?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. I've really never been on the service. He had 500,000 followers. And his account went inactive this week. But now he's permanently inactive. I assume they're finally going to deport him. Of course, that might only keep him out for a day. And this is good. Deborah, I thought of you right away for this. Because you voiced those commercials for erectile dysfunction pills.
I have in the past.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. A woman named Michelle Jantz was on her honeymoon, and she found out that somebody had cloned her on the internet. She was with her husband. They were in a cabin in Maine, and she's got a big online presence, and she started getting a lot of messages. Apparently, somebody had taken a post of hers and turned it into a YouTube commercial to promote erectile dysfunction supplements.
Oh, God.
It showed Jantz, who's actually a Christian social media influencer, in her real bathroom, wearing her real clothes, but describing a partner with sexual health problems.
That's not nice.
Michael spent years having a lot of difficulty maintaining an erection and having a very small member. Somebody stole and manipulated her most popular video. It was an emotional account of her earlier divorce. And they took the visual and the speech from that and created an erectile dysfunction commercial.
That's scumbags.
Apparently, you can do this in a matter of minutes.
Oh, yeah. You can do anything like that in a matter of minutes.
Just a few seconds of video footage. They can combine video and audio and create a synthetic version of you and your voice, animate the speaker's lips, and you have a believable erectile dysfunction commercial, just like that.
I'm not saying anymore.
No. This world really is going to hell.
It really is.
It really is. Can you imagine 10 years from now what the world's going to be like?
No.
Yeah, it's going to just be unlivable. When we come back, we've got another round of the Moist Line.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Moist Line Part 2 is going now.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist Line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Why don't the fast food restaurants just start serving bread? Get an oven, bake some bread, sell it for a dollar. You're out of the $20 an hour loop.
The New York mayor, who's giving away all the money to illegals, was actually being intensely truthful when he said it's saving them money to just give the money straight to the illegal aliens. He just didn't finish the sentence because if I give it into the bureaucracy to take care of the illegal aliens, the money won't get to them and we'll still have to feed them.
Tony either knew about it or he bet on baseball. It's one of those two things there. And I think either way, he's going to be in big trouble. So good luck with that, Dodgers.
Well, baseball season's going to be starting up. And like always, there's always these little controversies. You know, everybody's right now probably on this whole Tony thing. You know what? I could give a flying about it. Why don't you just go out there, play the game, keep your mouth shut, and just play the game.
Uh-oh, slimy Gavin Newsom got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Changing the law with a newer law to hide your political corruption so you can still run for president. I'd be really ticked if I got a raise to $20 an hour only to go back to $14 an hour 2 weeks later because you got exposed as being the corrupt, lying politician that you are.
Oh, thank God baseball is back. We need this so bad to get our minds off of all the going on in the world. The Gascons, the Karen Basses, the stealing, everything. Thank goodness baseball is here.
You know, I'm sick of seeing all these drug addicts out in the streets, man. I was addicted to drugs for 10 years.
f***ing years, heroin and methamphetamine. I had to be locked into a f***ing institution in order to get clean, man. And now, you know, I have my wits about me again.
It's so obvious that Gavin Newsom is running for president. He's going to be nominated as vice president. Kamala Harris is going to be out. It'll be like the big scandal. But without firing a shot or having the same probing that all the other politicians get, he'll be the VP. Joe Biden will step down and Lord God Gavin steps right in.
What is wrong with California? I need an exit bag, please. Are you going to have a town hall and hand them out? Because this place is just in the dumps. Such a beautiful state, and Newsom has just destroyed it. Tragic. Exit bag, please.
Preach, brother. I am a small business owner in California, and I can't tell you how many times people think, oh, you own a business, you must be wealthy. Now, I'm dirt poor. I'm more poor than you. And on top of that, I'm responsible for all of the people that work underneath me. It's ridiculous. I don't want to live in California.
The real progressive agenda on raising the minimum wage to $20 an hour in the fast food industry is not to support families. It's to eliminate fast food. It's the nanny state trying to save us from ourselves once again.
So we're number one in unemployment, we're number one in poverty, we're also number one in something else very, very important, and that would be called idiot voters, who keep voting the number one idiot, Gavin Newsom, into office. When are we going to learn?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
877-MOIST-86, and we'll do it again next Friday, so you can start leaving your messages. Conway!
Hey now, happy Good Friday! But I guess, you know, we all came to work today.
Do you believe how many people here are Catholic?
Our whole staff.
Yeah.
Our whole staff is Catholic.
Yeah.
Bellio's Catholic, Stefouche, Crozier, I think.
But they're working.
We're all working.
No, it's everybody else.
Yeah, all the Catholics are working. That's why it's Good Friday.
Yeah.
The Catholics work. Louis Gossett Jr. passed away. That was a big deal. Everybody loves that guy. Louis Gossett Jr., man. Oh, boy. A great actor. And I saw a picture of Gene Hackman today.
Oh, I was just looking at that.
Is that wild?
I thought he was dead.
94. Yeah. I would have bet my house that he had passed away years ago.
Yeah.
But George Carlin had one of his sayings, one of his many great sayings is 80 to 90 is not a good decade for men.
No.
No.
It's
rather trying on him.
Looks a little rough for Gene.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You would never know that was Gene Hackman.
No.
We're going to post that picture up on our social media. Alex Michelson will be coming on to, I don't know, whatever he'll talk about, whatever he wants to talk about. And then we also have, that's a horrible story. But the solar eclipse is coming up, and that's an easier one to do. Solar eclipse, have any desire to fly to Cleveland to look at this?
No.
And then our own Stefouche, God love him, our producer and board op, he went to a movie today. You know, 10 a.m. movie out at 1 o'clock or so, and still can't find his card. He thinks it was stolen. So we're going to try to find his card during the show.
that happens. You know, on your phone, it'll tell you where you parked the car automatically.
Right. Eric went down that rabbit hole with him. This is not a good day to shame him. He's out of car. Right? He's got a car that's missing. And I told him, I said, Eric, please, let's do this on Monday with him. Let's just try to find the guy's car.
All right.
Right. They have an app where you can find your car.
Right. It's automatically loaded on Waze, I think.
That's right.
Yeah. So just look up Waze.
Evidently, he doesn't have that.
Oh.
But he gets into an Uber to come back here because he has no car. And the Uber guy, as he's driving him back here, go, wait a minute. Are you on the Conway show? You're Stefouche?
Oh, no wonder.
That's great.
All right.
Ding dong with you, Johnny.
Conway's
happy next. Easter, by the way.
Happy and good Friday.
Thanks.
And holy Saturday.
Thanks.
And I hope you had a good holy Thursday last
Thank
night,
you.
Too. Yeah. Crozier's got the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.